Hey guys, I just want to start off by saying yes, this is Liz, not Katie May. I get if this is a little bit weird for you, but just roll with me for a little bit. Last time on Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, our heroes have won the maze. Well, I guess not exactly won, they got third place, but they didn't technically lose. And after choosing a nice place in the Midlands to stay, called Jack and Jill's, the crew realized that Mavis might have a little bit more to her than meets the eye when she flips Kai over a table. So, how was she able to do this? And exactly what challenges are in store for our heroes? Well, stick around to find out.
Pushes you right off the bar.
So right up. Kai! Jaw drops. Mavis, that was fucking incredible. You've got the in for me.
All right. Okay.
Griana's silent. She doesn't say anything.
Mavis puts her head in between her hands and just breathes.
That
slowly.
Was so cool.
All right.
That was so cool.
So anyway.
I think that was pretty cool.
Moving
on. That was so cool. And at that point, Jack comes back. She delivers the tray. There's very nice straws. It's all very glass straws, glass.
Glass.
Yeah, it's like a very large wine glass. It's like a margarita glass and a wine glass had a baby.
Right.
Then it took steroids, right? And so it's pretty large. So like four, like two servings each as you ordered is quite a bit. So you guys start drinking down, and then your first appetizers arrive. So there's the rat on the stick, and Cooper actually comes down at that point and is like eating on that and is enjoying
that.
He's
so hungry.
Cooper is super into this rat on the stick business.
Gross.
I sneak one in my bag for later.
Ooh, nice. And you know, you probably throw scraps down to Iga. A lot of people in
definitely, yeah, Iga's with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm throwing scraps down. I guess chilling like below the bar. He's not super into the noise. It's kind of confusing him.
Yeah, I guess resting in between you and your feet and the bar. And
Iga was hanging out with like Scotty during that challenge. I feel like Iga wasn't ready yet.
Yeah, no, Iga didn't go through the maze.
Iga did not go through the maze.
You.
That's
yeah.
right.
Okay. You decided that Iga was not trained enough That's for right. that nonsense.
Totally.
More training, then you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, in between your feet in the bar and is like looking in between your feet out at the people mm-hmm. and just like keeping guard.
Don't be scared, baby. I guess don't be scared, baby.
cool.
Can Cooper go over to Iga?
Are they friends yet?
They're gonna try to be. He All Cooper right. grabs his the one whole rat in a stick goes to Iga and then
they
pushes
share.
It to share.
I think yeah. Iga would share.
Do you
tell me what Cooper does?
Oh.
I don't know.
Shit, bitch.
Can we share this position?
Mavis.
He is attached to me.
Oh god.
I'm
you
sorry.
You can tell him to do it, but if he does,
you
it's
can
up
be
to
like,
him.
Go make friends.
Okay. Hey Cooper, why don't you go share your rat on a stick with Iga?
And the DM says,
"There we go."
and Cooper says,
right. "Cooper looks Mm-mm. looks the rat on the stick. Looks back at Kai.
Looks at Iga."
Back at the record stick. Right on the stick. Back at Kai. He says, "Boss, but that's just another servant that I don't have.
Cooper, it's unlimited here. Go share with Iga. Go make friends. Come on. You guys are on a team together. Hey, I love you." I give him a smooch.
Iga is looking around like,
"All right, boss.
Hoot, hoot, ooh,
ooh."
Super scared.
So Cooper takes it in his teeth and sort of like crawls down your body and like is like sitting on the rung of the bar stool, so Cooper's not on the floor, and is looking down at Iga, and Cooper just like sort of like drops the rat on the stick, like sort of in front of Iga's face, so it just like lands right in front of Iga, and Iga just like has the absolute shit scared out of him. he jumps back, and he like hits his head on the back of the bar,
oh, what a cutie.
And then like like looks looks down at the rat on the stick and then is like,
it's okay, baby, make a friend, baby.
Back at Cooper to make sure it's not poisoned, and then just like gently nibbles at it, and then like realizes that it's actually delicious and
delicious.
And, dives right into it real quick, like.
Woo!
Friendship points.
Friend.
Kai and Grana. So me and Kai, high five.
All right. And so at that point, Jill comes over. She says, all righty, I just want
you. Jill is a guy.
Fuck. Jack comes over. Fuck. All right. I'm going to do it. My heteronormativity is going to get in the way of this one. Am I right, guys?
Gender doesn't exist.
Gender
doesn't exist. Gender doesn't exist. Gender doesn't exist.
Woo!
Gender doesn't exist.
Yeah!
Woo!
We should make that into an alarm clock for people.
Oh my god, I love that.
That'll be on our merch site. Alarm clock. Gender doesn't exist.
We'll make a ringtone that we sell in the Apple
Store. One more time. Gender doesn't exist.
The remix, the dubstep remix.
Cameron will get on that. Cameron, dubstep remix of our gender doesn't exist ringtone.
Exist.
I'm like, you're about to like orgasm.
No.
That's real dubstep. I'm sorry.
Does it count as breaking out into song if we're singing dubstep?
Yes.
I think it does.
Yeah.
All right. So at that point, Jack comes over and she says, all righty, I'm about to retire. It's getting pretty late for this one, and Jill's taking the night shift. If you do need anything, though, you can talk to Jill, or you can talk to either of my sons. Rudolph is, he's back in that far bar right over there. Sort of in the corner with his friends. What'd you say?
What?
What is Rudolph?
A human.
Oh.
Oh. Thought it was
a
reindeer.
It's her son.
I didn't know Jack and Jill were humans.
I did say that they were, but that's neither here nor there.
I was too hungry.
Yeah.
and then she says, Derek's next to him.
How's Derek? Life with Derek?
You know, Marnie and Casey. I kind of wake up and it's just like, this is life with Derek. This is what this is like, huh?
This is life with Lizzie, Edwin, Nora, George, Marnie, and Casey.
Yeah. So, and then she looks back at you and she says, my other son, I don't know where he is, but he'll be around.
Son.
Well, I mean.
Sexy.
I mean, his name is Conrad. He'll be around sometime.
Ew, I know someone in real life named Conrad.
Ew.
So, and she says, just let Joe know, let.
All right.
Sorry, I've been drinking already tonight. You let Jill know what you need, and he will get it. Your guys' rooms are going to be on the third floor. The first and second floor are for other customers stay in the night. First floor is usually just drunk people who are too drunk to get home, am I right? So, but you guys will be on the third floor. You each have your individual rooms. And then you are welcome to always congregate down here and do your meetings or whatever. That's what you need to do. We will always make a table for you. I will make people leave.
Thank you.
Do y'all have any questions? Feel free to wear any of the t-shirts and stuff. You guys have towels with the name on them too.
What's in the package again?
There are t-shirts, several. There are bandanas. Are keychains that you like clip to your dagger belt. They're like specifically meant to go in your dagger belt. There are temporary tattoos. There are.
Oh, hold on. Hell yeah.
Hair bows. Oh, wow. One side of the bow says Jack. The other side of the bow says Jill's.
Hey, Grant, I want my hair bows.
Hair.
You want mine too?
Yes, please. T-shirts.
Would you
bandanas.
Like mine as well? Mavis says, and she passes that down as well.
Thank you, everyone. T-shirts, bandanas.
Just think of them as spares.
Temporary tattoos, dagger belt clips, hair bows. What else did she say?
Water bottles.
Oh, and towels.
Are they BPA free?
Oh,
they are made of not plastic. They are made of.
Yes, good. That's
probably
bad.
Like
xenoestrogens, listeners.
Intestines.
Stay away from xenoestrogens.
Oh, sweet.
For you vegetarians out there, stop eating soy. Hair bows.
So did you just tell our listeners to stop being soy?
Stop eating soy.
Xenoestrogens.
All right, we're just going to move on.
I'm serious.
I know.
All right.
I'm aware.
Switch.
And so you guys let me know how you spend the night. You are then kind of sort of left to your own devices.
We need to go to sleep.
You are pretty tired.
Yeah. I'm zoinked.
Iga is fluttering around me, just like nipping at my ear, like, please, please, I'm going to sleep, please, please. I'm like, baby, 1 second. Mama needs to finish her drink.
Yeah, so Mavis like immediately calls it. Mavis like immediately is like, cool, bye.
Good night.
And like goes up the stairs.
And, bye, Mavis. Sweet dreams. Beauty sleep. Wake up a little more pleasant.
Do you say that?
To myself.
All right, she's gonna,
I say goodnight.
She's gonna roll a perception check to see if she hears it.
What? Well, that's not fair.
It's a two. So.
All right, she didn't hear me. Yeah.
Everyone celebrates.
Woo!
So yeah, Mavis leaves. Scotty doesn't come back. It's just the three of you sitting at a bar.
Living life with Derek.
Kai downs her drinks.
Mavis is upstairs on the third floor.
Kriana.
For some reason, I'm like thinking about going to talk to Mavis, and I'm nervous. Like me, I'm nervous to talk to her.
Why do you want to talk to her?
Because I just want to ask her some stuff.
That's actually not a bad idea. She'll probably.
Well, I just.
Should we just go to sleep in the like thinking of time?
I was gonna order one more drink, but yeah, let's go to bed.
Let's order one more drink and go
a
to
night
bed.
Night drink.
Okay. That's what we order one more drink, go to bed.
Right as what is you go to order something?
Wait,
Cooper.
I'm just the Bob's Burgers episodes. The night.
Oh my god.
The night gobbler on.
Yeah. Cooper goes, boss.
What's up, Coop?
Can we get another rat on a stick, please?
And three more rats on a stick, please.
Yes.
Iga is a little excited about this. So that's what we do, and then we're in for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go talk to Mavis?
All right. So you head up to the third floor, and you figure out which rooms, the rooms that aren't taken yet have the doors open,
yeah,
right, for you guys. And there is one door that it's
sweatband.
The door is closed.
And I take off my sweatband.
Okay.
I keep my wrist ones on just because I don't remember the last time I took, like, I do, it was in Ling, this is a tangent, but I keep my wrist ones on just because, mm-hmm, safety blanket, and I knock lightly. I knock harder.
All right. You hear the faint sound of a, and then you hear footsteps, and then the door opens maybe 4 inches. Mavis peeks her head out. Yes?
Sorry if I woke you. I did not mean to. I have a question.
Yes?
You want to win. Right. That's not the question, but you are very strong. and I was wondering if you could teach me some things. You obviously want to win. I obviously don't want to get sent home either. If anybody would to challenge me to a duel or anything and I lost, that'd probably be really bad for the team. And I promise to stop doing kickflips with you around and in front of large groups.
I want you to throw your skateboard in the trash can.
No.
Night. She shuts the door.
Oh, God.
Okay. I'm mad. I cast.
Oh, God. All right. Yes.
I'm trying to think if I could do this. I don't know if it would work, though, is the thing, because it's through a door. So I don't know.
What are you trying to do?
I want to cast Minor Illusion.
No, you need sight for that.
Okay, so then I cast Prestidigitation to make it. I can't. There's creaks through the door.
Yeah.
I cast Prestidigitation as I walk away, and I make it smell like smoke, like something's on fire. I just walk away.
Got
and then
him.
I make it smell like garbage.
That's classic Bill. That's what I was waiting for.
Hot garbage on fire.
All right, so that happens. And then do you retire or do you go back down to your friends
who
are drinking?
So the skateboard's gone?
No.
I'll go back down.
Oh my God.
No, that was Mavis's condition to teach her. Throw your skateboard in the fucking trash can. And Zilla obviously had none of that.
No. Mm-mm. I'll go back down.
All right, so you go back down. You spend a while with you got the...
I'll have a gobblerine.
Oh. So Zil comes back from a pretty unsuccessful trip you can garner because she orders booze.
I take off my jean vest.
Zil,
I whip it on the ground. I'm frustrated.
And then she throws her fucking jean vest on the ground. She comes down. She goes, a gobblerina. And she throws her jean vest on the ground.
And make it a triple.
Kind of huffy-like.
Okay.
I love this side of Zil.
It's on... the house, obviously, so, or else I'd buy it for you, but, cool, we drink,
yeah,
I guess.
Woohoo!
We're about to go to bed. I guess not anymore.
Zil, how hard are you drinking?
Not very hard. Just the one.
Just one drink.
But
just
you ordered a triple.
Yeah.
And then you fall asleep.
And then I fall asleep.
It. And then we all.
I carry her to bed.
Yeah, probably. All right, so you three go to bed. Cool.
That was Freeze anticlimactic.
Yeah, everyone gain your health back. Griana, please make a perception check.
Okay.
With disadvantage.
Oh, 15.
Disadvantage.
What do you mean? Roll again, take the lower. One.
Fucking 3, fine.
All right. Kai, roll a perception check. With disadvantage, because you're asleep.
Oh, that was a good one. Wait, hold on. That is 15.
Alrighty, so you wake up to the sounds of Cooper eating the rat on the stick that you put away in your bag to save for later.
Cooper... Really?
Yeah. Then the night passes. You wake up. Cooper's eating. You tell him to chew quieter and you go back to sleep. So it is morning time. How early are you trying to get your natural body alarm to wake up, you guys?
Probably when the sun comes up.
Yeah. Like maybe around like 7:30.
So fucking dawn. The sun comes up is real different than like 7:30.
We should get up around like 6:30.
All right. We'll set our alarms for 6:30, yeah, but we go down for breakfast at like 7:30.
Yeah.
Okay. Zil, you wake up, you get dressed, you go to leave your room. The door won't open.
Okay. I want to do push-ups and sit-ups before I go. That's my new morning routine.
Yeah, but right, the door won't open.
The door won't open. Routine. Okay, I do have
Griana and Kai, as you go downstairs, roll a perception check.
I do have a thieves kit, though.
5.
24. Alrighty, so Zil's room is at the end of the hallway, and you were exiting. It's easy to, like, exit and not see it. But you see that there is a chair propped under Zil's door.
Oh my God. I'm just gonna sit on my bed. This isn't the first time something like this has happened to me.
I take the door off and open the door.
You take the door off?
You just rip the door from its hinges.
So. You take the chair out and open the door?
All right, I'll be civil and take the chair out and then open the door.
Alrighty, that happens.
Zil?
What the heck? What happened last night?
Oh, just, you know.
What happened? There was a chair in front of your door.
Yeah, happens sometimes.
Did Zil, Mavis do this? Look at us. Be serious for a second. Yeah. What happened last night?
I asked her if she could help me out. She said no. I made her smell some hot garbage. She put a chair in my door.
Do you think Mavis did that?
Well, yeah.
All right.
Why didn't you ask us for help?
Where's help with what?
Just some stuff, okay? Get off my back. I don't say it like that.
Let's go get breakfast.
I'm hungry.
Alrighty. You go downstairs. It's obviously much, much emptier than it was last night because it's the morning time. A few people are there for breakfast because this is a tavern, right? So people are staying the night and coming down. It's an inn was the word I was looking for to correctly describe what I'm talking about. So some people are down there. They're eating breakfast. Most of them are hungover. It's pretty quiet. Most people are having hushed conversations. At that point, Cooper sort of crawls up onto your shoulders. Annie's boss?
Yeah.
So this morning, I went to the back, and I talked to Jill, and I asked for more rat on a stick, and they didn't have any, but I really want some. So can I have like 2 coppers? They said there was a place at the end of the street. I'll be right back.
You want to go by yourself?
Mm.
No, I'm not comfortable with that, Cooper.
Oh, I want to go.
This is a foreign place. Do you want me to come with you?
I mean, you don't have to.
Well, if you're going to go, I'm going to come with you.
All right.
Okay. Hey, guys, I'm going to go take Cooper to get some round of steaks. You guys need anything while I'm out?
Will you get one for Iga?
Absolutely. Zill, need anything while I'm out?
No.
Bye.
Not that I know of.
So at that point, you start walking towards the door. And as you put your hand on it, the door is shoved open.
Ow! Oh,
and you are like a blown back a little. And in the grand flourish of the door slamming open, you see a very familiarly chiseled chin.
The Rock.
And it's long hair. And a very determined look. It's and Olivia. Ignatius Bellwether says, team! Team!
No.
I have heard your cries for help, and I have arrived.
Ignatius, did you
not get a... You need a leader? And I said...
Mage Hand slowly closes the door.
He has his hand on it.
Oh, no.
And I am here to help.
Ignatius, did you not get the message?
We already have another team member.
We got that covered. Scotty was supposed to tell you...
Mavis,
yeah.
Gordon's sister.
Yes. Yeah. We already did a challenge. You're late anyways. Yeah. You can't
I came as fast as I could. I had to wrap up an investigation. I saved a small girl from a tree, and I headed right here.
That's
and
great.
I thought, these women.
Oh.
These women, what they need is help.
Hey.
And okay. I cannot in good conscience. What?
We don't need your help.
We don't need it. We got it. It's fine.
Mavis, she's great. Yeah. Right, Mavis?
We really like Mavis.
She's great.
Listen, I think of Mavis as sort of a surrogate little sister.
You can't Gordon even be in the competition. You're late. We already did a challenge.
We already did a challenge. Yeah. We did it without you.
Oh, my God. I have ways of
making
We refuse. You can't do it without consent. Consent
leave.
Is key.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wait, what do I do?
Consent is key. That is right, Zell.
Thank you.
Hail of Thorns.
No! No!
Hail of Thorns is when you fire an arrow, I would like to clarify.
Okay, never mind. But I want to.
And at that point, so he's talking, I think of her as a surrogate sister, and I've known her for years, and I will tell you right now, even though I love her like a sister, she is absolutely nothing but trouble.
Mavis, your hero complex is nothing but trouble.
You're talking to Ignatius,
Ignatius, your hero complex is nothing but trouble. We'd appreciate it.
I know that you do appreciate my complexion. Most women do, but I will tell you that there is brains.
You know what
we're ugly. Are you kidding me? You really think you're hot shit?
Hey, guys,
listen, I know
you
guys...
know what we need? We need a cheerleader. Ignatius,
can you
be our cheerleader? That'd be great. Thank you.
Cheerman,
I know,
if you want.
You guys are afraid to ask for help. And I want to let you know.
Shut up.
No.
And then you hear from the top of the stairs a very, like, she's regressed further into her teen years.
Oh.
You hear Mavis from the top of the stairs go, oh my fucking God, Ignatius. And she stomps down the stairs.
Oh, drama.
Total teen move. And she storms over to where you are. Everyone's watching you guys at this point. She says, my God, Scotty contacted you and I know she did. And she said, go home, Ignatius.
Go home.
And
at
that point,
Jack.
Ignatius sort of bends his body over, so he's like eye level with Mavis in a very condescending manner.
You get up. I say that. You get up. You do not do that.
Get up.
You get up.
Get up.
Get up.
And at that point, and so you guys are sort of shouting that. And Mavis like holds her hands out and she says, no, that's fine. We'll handle this.
Oh.
We will handle this.
A duel.
Kai gets really excited.
We will duel. If I win, you go home.
Two
you do
NPCs
not tell Gordon where I am.
Ignatius.
If I win, you may go home and tell Gordon where I am.
Oh
and hey, maybe you can even talk to Scotty. Take my place. But we will settle this with a duel right now. Kai claps.
Wow, okay. Yeah, you have no idea, Ignatius. She took down Kai last night, and I had no idea.
You're screwed, buddy.
And so Ignatius, he laughs and sort of looks around. He says, sweetie, that is hardly a fair, that's hardly a fair fight. I mean, 2 seconds, I'm worried I would hurt you. And Mavis sort of rolls her eyes and she's like, no, let's fucking go. Let's go. I've wanted to do this for years now. Outside.
Hoo-hoo!
And she blows past him in the door open and you hear people like, inside being like, all right, well, let's go. And it's sort of like, everyone's like, oh, cool, duel. and they head outside to watch because it's some early morning great entertainment. So you guys head outside. And Mavis sort of takes a deep breath and she pulls out Phoebe's dagger from at her belt. And she's sort of flipping it in between her fingers and she's pacing a little nervously. And Ignatius does sort of
You got this, Mavis.
Prestidigitation and make it smell like lavender. That's a calming thing.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It is. I love lavender.
Right? That's calming.
Yeah, no, it's a calming thing. And Ignatius sort of is coming out. He's like, listen, I will do this if you insist, but I would like to warn you that it would be actually sexist of me to not fight my hardest. And I consider myself, first and foremost, a feminist. So I will...
Brianna goes up and punches him in the face.
Oh, my God.
Just punches him.
Alrighty, well, roll
it back. How about you duel all of us?
Okay, I'm rolling. Oh, all right. So, 8.
All right, so that,
nine.
Nine. So better. You come to throw a punch at Ignatius, and Ignatius is about to, like, go into fight mode.
Why? Well, 2 attacks per turn now. Someone punched me again.
Yeah. And so he actually does, he kind of leans away from the punch, and you remember that he actually is an investigator with a skill set, and he sort of points the dagger that he was preparing with at you and goes, that's not how duels work, sweetie.
Yeah, but...
One-on-one.
Oh, I hate you. Do not call me sweetie.
And at that point, sweetie. A crowd of like 30 people have gathered. You can tell that like they've formed a circle. They know like how much of a berth to give them. They usher someone to the front. It's weird. They usher like one person to the front, and that person like checks one of their side pockets for something, and then like nods at everyone and sort of like says and just like nods.
What? It's so early in the morning.
This is an early rising city, and Mavis and Ignatius pull out their daggers, and the one person who is ushered to the front says, "Alrighty, this is an official duel. You do not play to the death, you play to concession. Once the other team is conceded, they must abide by the terms that are set. Have you set your terms?" And Mavis and Ignatius both say, "Yes." He says, and the person at the front says, "All right, go." So, you guys are going to take Mavis. And you guys are going to duel as Mavis.
Oh, my God.
Because you guys are going to learn how to duel. So, you have 4 cards in your hand right now.
Yes.
You have attack, parry, dodge, and lunge.
What does parry mean?
Parry is a response to an attack. Uh-huh. It's a defense, and then like it's a brushing off of an attack. Uh-huh. It's not quite a dodge. Parrying is sort of like meeting it with equal force and measure and maintaining your sort of stance in the battle. Dodging is inherently like backing up and conceding a little, and parry is like you facing off the attack while keeping your ground. So,
get closer to you guys.
Okay. There you go. So, you have dodge and parry, which are inherently defensive, and attack and lunge, which are inherently offensive. At the beginning of each of your dual turns, which will be decided by the initiative order as per usual, you will choose which one of these you will do. We will both place our choices face down, and then on each turn we will reveal.
Oh, I love this.
Attack or defense mode. That's what you gotta remember.
Yeah.
These are defense.
And so the cards you choose last for 1 round. And then at the top of the round everything happens again. So let's say I choose lunge and you choose dodge.
That's weak.
Right. So my attack would get disadvantage because you timed yourself correctly. If I lunged and you parried, I would get advantage because you were not, you don't have your battle sense on.
Makes sense.
Alrighty. In addition to those, no matter what you choose, lunge, if your attack hits, it's a +4 to damage. But when you attack me on my turn, I take a -4 to my AC, so it's easier to hit me. Is that clear?
Yes. Yeah,
I think so, yes.
Any questions?
We'll get used to it as we go along.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
It with any game.
I learned by doing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So Mavis's hit points are...
I can keep track of them.
Yeah. So here's the thing that you gotta know. Your dual points and your hit points are going to be different. Your dual points are equal to half of your hit points and your constitution modifier. So Mavis has 32 hit points and a zero constitution. So it's just 16 points.
For dual?
She has 16 dual points. And then Ignatius has however many he has. Where's my pencil?
When is it?
I'm so sorry. Alrighty. So, any questions? Great. Roll initiative.
Mavis. Wait, all of us or just one of us?
You guys, one of you is rolling for Mavis.
Oh, I just exploded.
She exploded, so yeah, we exploded.
All right.
We exploded.
So the order is going to go Mavis, then Ignatius.
Ah, great.
Also, she would have gotten a plus a plus three to her. No, because initiative a plus four. She would have gotten a plus four. Wow. So she's quick. She's a quicken.
All right,
so now the four of you, I will, I guess I will take my headphones off. You guys discuss what Mavis is going to choose as her first card.
Are you going to leave the room?
Well, I mean, that'll take too long. I'll just promise not to listen.
Attack. Okay, so I think. Attack. I mean, it's a save because it's only plus two, minus two. Mm-hmm. Why are we whispering?
Let's just do attack.
I think attack.
Yeah, okay, we decided.
That fits, too.
We decided. Wait.
Do I give it to you?
Nope. No, just keep it so she can't see
so,
it.
So, yeah. I'm placing my choice right here.
Give it.
Place your choice. So, we will reveal what we chose on three. One, two, three. Lunge.
Attack.
Okay. So, these are inherently neutral to each other. So, there will not be any advantage or disadvantage rolls included.
Okay.
Because you're both, like, on the offense. Okay. So, Mavis lunges at Ignatius. No, she's calculated. She's watching what she's trying to do, and she's trying to get in the first hit, and it's in a very calculated way. So one of you roll to hit Ignatius's AC.
Me this time?
Mm-hmm.
What is the modifier?
What's
roll is 15.
No, what's on attack? What is it?
Oh, do we get that still? I thought you said it cancels out. Oh, so.
No. Just.
Well, it says plus two to damage, nothing about.
Okay, great. Oh, yeah.
So.
Yes, okay. Yes, you're fine. Yeah, so there's no bonuses.
Okay, so 15.
Yeah, it's straight up like versus armor class.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That makes it interesting.
Yeah. Actually, here's the thing is like the raw dexterity is a little bit too much.
Yeah.
So we're going to try it without any bonuses. I think this should just be a luck thing. The strategy is in the cards, I'm gonna say. And then this could go horribly wrong because this is a homebrew mechanic.
Hey.
So so you attack, Mavis attacks, and it is a
15.
All right, that is going to hit. Go ahead and roll 1d4 plus whatever the attack bonus is.
Wait, should Sid roll? Because then we all take turns.
Yes.
That's not a d4.
Got it. Oh, you're right.
Triangle.
Sorry.
You're good.
That was a d8.
Close.
Oh.
Damn it.
One.
All right. So plus whatever is listed on attack.
Oh, so plus two, so three.
All right. So.
All right, not bad.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so she gets off a pretty decent hit when she swipes at him.
Go, Mavis.
It's your birthday. And then Ignatius is sort of like, excuse me, and lunges at her. And that is a, by the way, Mavis's AC is 15.
Okay.
This was a 22. No, not a 22 because I'm not adding his bonuses. So that's just an 18.
Okay.
So that's an 18. That is going to hit her. And since he lunges, he gets a plus four to damage. And so that is five points to Mavis, subtracted from her existing 16.
Oh, wow.
Who's keeping track?
I am. So now we're at 11.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's at the top of the round again, so choose which card you would like to pick.
Hey, my gosh. I don't know.
I think.
Okay.
Maybe that?
Yeah.
Sure.
But it's a D4.
Yeah.
Just do it. Take a risk.
Okay, yeah.
Take a chance on me.
Take a chance.
Okay.
That's all I'm really asking. Take a chance on me.
Alrighty. Flip in 3, 2, 1.
Dodge.
Lunge.
Wow.
Wait, so that do we get strong against? We're in.
Yes.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you, yeah, dude.
Fuck you.
I will be rolling to hit my attack with disadvantage, and you will be rolling
with advantage.
With advantage.
Damn.
So we could both roll one d20. Okay. So.
Yep. So it's your turn.
7 and a 4.
Oh my god.
That's not.
Oh my god.
That's not good.
That's no good. That's
horrible. Can we try again?
No. Yeah. This is all about luck. And so then, but. Oh, wait. No, because he has a -4 to his AC. So you got an 11. No, 12, because his AC's. No, his AC is the same as Mavis, and that's 15. So, yeah, if you got an 11, that would have flown, but nope.
Mm-hmm. You have 7, so.
So, and then Ignatius does his damage, which is a 4.
He rolled disadvantage.
No, yeah, he has to roll with disadvantage. Sorry, he rolls to hit Mavis' AC. Sorry, I'm still getting used to this. That is a 9. that's not going. That shit's not gonna fly. So it's back up to the top. Choose your card.
Okay.
How many damage?
None. He didn't hit.
Ha ha ha.
Yes.
Okay, we got it.
Oh, you already chose.
Yeah, we're just fucking it at this point.
All right.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
+3, 2, 1.
Attack.
Lunge.
Ooh, so these are inherently neutral to each other.
Yeah, so nobody gets advantage.
So nobody gets advantage and disadvantage. This means that we just roll with our bonus numbers here. So, okay. Mavis.
Did you want to try?
Yeah, I can roll.
Okay.
17.
A 17, that's going to hit his AC. Okay. So you go ahead and roll damage whatever lunge bonus it is.
Right, all right, you go, girl.
4 plus 4, 8.
Whoa. Right.
Whoa. Hell yeah.
Nice. Hey, yeah, bitch.
Kai's like, Mavis!
Alrighty, so that's actually...
Yeah, Mavis, go!
Mavis does a pretty good hit. She slices into his arm.
It's like an
obvious gash at this point. And that happens, and then he goes in for an attack with no advantage or disadvantage. That is a 3, so that's not gonna do it. I don't know why I'm rooting so hard for Ignatius, but so he doesn't hit.
Because you're playing for Ignatius.
and then we're back up to cards. So pick your card. We got it. Alrighty, 3, 2, 1. Show.
Parry.
Dodge.
Oh.
So this is actually a stalemate, and since neither of us are, it's a step back. It's a step back in a circle.
Yeah. Ooh. So now we have to pick again.
So now you have to pick again.
Ooh. Ah.
Okay. Okay, we got it.
All right.
3, 2, 1. Dodge.
Nice.
Yeah, I knew it.
All right, All right, so you guys are rolling with advantage. I'm rolling with disadvantage. Go for it. Your top.
You two roll.
All right, yeah. Right? Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, nobody's rolling at the same time with Carly anymore because we got a 5 and a 7.
Oh my god, I'm not allowed to roll anymore. Don't.
Yes,
don't
but we have +4 to our AC right now, and he has disadvantage.
Yes, so this is gonna be a tough one.
So our AC is
19. I have to roll both above a 19 to hit you right now.
Whoa.
So that's almost impossible. 2 10s. I got snake eyes.
It's pretty. Yeah.
That boat won't sail. So
we're so good.
Yep, that's, you're back up.
That was scary, though. Choose. Yes.
Okay, we got it.
3, 2, 1.
Attack.
Parry.
Attack. Yeah.
Yeah, so I get advantage this turn, you get disadvantage.
Okay.
Darn it.
All right. So 10, okay. And then do you just...
19.
Yeah, so we all got right. A 10.
All right, so you do not hit me. Because I have +2 to my AC.
Yeah.
I deflect and I attack. And that hits.
Did you explode?
No.
Okay.
I got a 19.
Ew.
And that is a 3 minus 2 because I parried. So 1 damage.
Okay, cool.
Ah.
Dang.
All right, we got 10, guys.
Woot woot. Yeah.
Okay. Which one of you picked this time?
All of us.
All of us.
You all picked?
We all three decided on the same one at the same time.
We're a team.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Our name is Mavis.
All right. Three, two, one.
Attack.
Fuck. Dodge.
Ha! Gotcha.
Shit. You're like, attack again? Fuck.
Yes.
All right, so I get disadvantage, you guys get advantage. So roll your shit.
I'm not rolling.
5.
20. I exploded.
Explosion! All right, so you're going to double the d4 that you roll.
Okay, so then, Carly, do you, like, sure. I will roll with you, okay?
5, 6, 7, 8.
1, 2, 3, 6. Do we get, 6.
1, 2, 3.
No, 5, right? Because we get plus 2 to damage?
Yeah.
So 5.
All right, so another 5 damage is done.
But I thought you double it.
Oh, no, not, it's.
You roll 2 d4s.
Yeah.
So 5, all right, so that's what that is. Alrighty. All right, so, okay, so at that point, so Mavis sort of goes in for a pretty strong hit, and what she actually does is she sort of feints him, and he swipes over her head, and then she kicks him in the chest, which is hard because he's taller than her,
mm-hmm.
And it's just like a fucking kick in the chest, and she's like sends him back a few feet. He manages to stay up, but then he does try to come back at her. Fuck me.
Why are you so upset? This guy's awful.
It's a 2 and a 19, and I have disadvantage, and I'm so upset.
Bad ass, Mavis.
Alrighty, so it's back up to the top. Choose your card.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty, 3, 2, 1, lunge.
Lunge.
Whoa! We both lunge!
Alright, so they're inherently neutral.
Okay.
So no one gets advantage or disadvantage, but we both get the bonuses. So remember, we both have -4 to our AC, so our ACs are both 11.
No advantage.
Oh, sorry. 18, wow.
12.
Okay.
All right, so that hits. So okay. Go ahead and roll your damage.
Either one of you.
D4?
Yes.
I'm picking a new D4. Oh, okay.
It landed on its side. It landed between paper and 2.
What is that?
That's a 2.
Oh, 2.
Plus nothing, so 2, right?
Nope, plus 4 to damage because you
punch. Oh, so 6.
6.
Okay.
Haircut.
All right. So, at this point, Mavis sort of goes in for the kill at this one. And what she does is it's a very calculated move. She slices sort of parallel to his collarbone.
Whoa, what?
But a few inches down. And what this does is it causes the necklace he was wearing to break. And just for his shirt in general to rip. And he's looking overwhelmed and he's looking like pretty aggressive. And he is on his last feet. And what he's going to try to do is just straight up tackle her. So,
what?
Yeah.
That's wrong.
It's battle.
It's a natural 20.
Wow.
So, well,
I am going to have Mavis roll. Actually, you tell me what this would look like. What would an additional 5 points of damage be to Mavis right now?
Like, just straight up 5?
Straight up 5 points of damage. What does
she
that...
She would have 5.
Okay, yeah. So, here's what happens. Ignatius, not willing to take an L right now, straight up tackles Mavis in an attempt to, like, assert the one thing that he definitely has over her, which is weight and muscle mass.
Dude, this does not make us want you to be on our team anymore.
And Mavis sort of turns into almost like a spider-like creature, because what happens is when he tackles her to the ground, obviously her back is against the ground. She swings out her legs so they're not under him anymore and then hooks them around his body and basically hauls herself over. So she's on his back.
Is she a ninja?
And just puts him in a chokehold.
Oh my god.
Dagger to his throat.
Mavis!
And just says, concede.
Oh, Mavis is badass.
Takes a second. He's breathing. He's bleeding. Obviously pinned. And he nods. Not willing to say it, but the person who is obviously sort of some sort of like officiator rules reader steps out and says, all right, that is a concession. Duel over.
Random.
Hip hip hooray!
Oh my god, Mavis, that you won my heart. You won my
And Mavis sort of like shoves herself away from him and walks away. And at that point, the person who was sort of talking like comes out and he hands 2 vials to each of them. And they
they both pop open and drink them, and their wounds are already starting to heal.
Okay. Is there like a people like, yeah.
Yeah, people are cheering. People are like, help. Yeah, good fight. Good fight. The thing is like, if it's a good fight, they're here for it.
Yeah, I'm going to cast Minor Illusion to make it seem like there's a little bit more crowd cheering than there actually is.
Extra sound, nice. So everyone's like, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Good one, good one. You know, people are like hitting Mavis. People are hitting Mavis on the back.
Remember our name.
People are, and she just sort of like stretches one out. She pulls her hair back up and she sort of uses the hair to tie it up in a bun. And she's just like, she just sort of walks back inside.
Okay, guys.
Mavis, that was great, Grion. I yell after her. Mavis, that was great. Wow.
I love Mavis now.
Yeah, she's pretty badass. She has an attitude, but she's a teenager.
It's Liz again, back here for the end of the episode. I've never done this before, obviously, so I will try to make this as efficient as possible. So first things first, I want to say thank you to all of you who are listening to this podcast right now. It really means a lot to us. And if you super love our podcast, you should go on iTunes and leave us a review. I know Katie May wants to get to 40, I think, by the end of the month. End of the month would probably be ideal. We're at 37 now, so we are so, so close. So go out, tell your friends about us, have them write reviews if they listen. Or if you haven't left us a review yet, make an iTunes account. It's free, and you don't even have to use it other than to give us this review. Also, you should follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dungeons Dice, and Tumblr, which is Dungeons-Dice, and on Facebook. So we recently started a YouTube channel if you haven't heard about that already. It's Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, and what exactly is on that YouTube channel is recap videos, and they are 2.5-minute videos of either me, Carly, or Sid recapping the previous week's episode, so if you couldn't listen to that for some reason, you can listen to our recap, and then get ready for the next episode that's gonna come out. Those videos right now are just basic narration over a picture of us of some sort. And what I actually want to do with this is I want to incorporate you guys. So what I propose is that if you want to, you could draw some art for us. Art of our characters or art that is our podcast related. And if you send it our way, if you tag us in it and you let us know that it's okay, that you want it in this recap episode, we will choose for now each week to put one of your pieces of art in the recap episode. If you guys want to do this, that'd be totally awesome. If you don't want to do it, that's okay too. You don't have to. I just thought it'd be nice to incorporate you guys even more than we are trying to do. Also, we are trying to get our Patreon under the way. A lot of people have been asking about that. I know Katie May talked about it last episode, but we are working very hard to get that out for you guys. And trying to think of if there's anything else I need to hit. I don't think so. Thank you guys again for listening. This is some happy, good, fun times we're having. I know Katie May usually says tune in next week where our adventure will continue, but I'm not Katie May, so I'm gonna come up with something new right on the spot, and that's gonna be tap on over to next week's episode when it comes out, where the adventure will go on. Tap, oh, where it will tap on.